Before we begin, I'm going to invite you to sit because this is a long reading. So you may not want to stand for the whole time. God appreciates your standing, and he also appreciates your sitting. So please be seated. The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am he." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know."
So they brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now, it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask that man how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put mud in my eyes, then I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." Others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes that he opened." And he said, "He is a prophet."
The Pharisees did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that he now sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Pharisees, for the Pharisees had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him."
So, for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Now give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I don't know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken through Moses. But as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Oh, here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but God does listen to one who worships God and obeys the will of God. Never since the world began has it been heard from anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he couldn't do anything. They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and are you trying to teach us?" And they drove him out.
Jesus heard that they had driven him out. And when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshiped him. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and that those who do see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and asked him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sinned. But now that you say, 'We see,' your sin remains." Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Our gospel text this morning is a familiar story. The story of the man born blind. The story of Jesus making mud or clay with the dirt from the earth and the spit from his mouth, rubbing it on the eyes of the man born blind, telling him to go wash it off, and of the man's sight being miraculously restored. It's a wonderful story. But then we have the fallout, right? This man brings his account of what has happened to him, of the change that has taken place in him. He speaks it out loud, and he is not believed. He is called before the Pharisees, the religious authorities, the elite of his community. They do not believe his story. His truth is called into question. His status is called into question. Jesus' authority to do such work is called into question. This morning, I have a question for you, for us. Has there ever been a time when you have not been believed? When you have not been taken at your word? How did that make you feel? Has there ever been a time when you have not believed someone else? When you have not taken them at their word? How do you suppose, or do you know, how that made them feel? The stories we have been encountering during this season of Lent have been conversations. So I want to give that a try today. Find a partner, someone sitting close to you. Can be someone new to you, in fact, even. And I want to see if you can ask these questions of each other. A reminder of what those questions are. The questions are, has there ever been a time when you have not been believed, when someone has not taken you at your word? And how did that make you feel? Has there ever been a time when you did not believe someone or take them at their word? And how do you suppose or do you know that made them feel? So, I know this isn't what we usually do, but turn to a neighbor, a partner. Could be the person you're sitting next to. Could be the person in the pew in front of you. Turn to them and engage in this conversation, and we'll let you know how time
goes. Yeah, we'll give you a few minutes to do this. I'll kind of keep time, and I'll let you know when we're about half done with that time so you can make sure to listen to the other person as well. So, I want to draw our conversations to a close. Hopefully you got into something interesting, and maybe it's an opportunity for continued conversation. If you want to continue that conversation with the person you are next to, I want you to make sure you have their phone number. If they came with you, you probably do. But invite them out to coffee or lunch, or have an opportunity to continue that conversation again. Sometimes when we don't get believed about something that we feel is true, we hide that away. We don't talk about it. We don't share that story. It doesn't get out there. I was on a retreat at the end of this week, and coming back, I got to watch the movie Elvis. How many of you have seen Elvis, the movie that just came out? A couple folks. How many people know about Elvis? Everybody. All right, we know Elvis. So one of the things that surprised me about that movie was nobody believed what his mother told him. When he was out there shaking and dancing and getting into all sorts of trouble, bringing sort of a white man, bringing a black way of carrying himself out into the world, and moving to his music, sharing his spirit and soul with the audiences, his mother had told him, "This is a gift from God that you have. Your voice, your body, it is a gift." Now, when he did that out in public, when he shared that gift, people told him, "You've got to be breaking your mother's heart. Your mother didn't raise you. Your mother, you don't care about what your mother thinks." And yet, he was the one who was listening to his mother. Now, for a time, that voice overtook his life. He had to hide it. He tried to hide it away. It became this different thing. And oftentimes, when we aren't believed, we hide that away. Now, in those stories that you shared, how many shared a story about a spiritual thing or an encounter with God in which you were not believed? What happens when we start hiding our faith away? What's core, what's deepest in us? This community is a place to share what is deepest. For here we listen and care and are invested and believe that God has been in each and every one of you and has put an experience there worth telling. Amen.